This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson.
Oh, okay. We'll try it in this mic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Check. Yeah.
This is Studio 360. This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson.
Okay. Here we go.
The comedian Reggie Watts is impossible to describe easily, except maybe for his giant afro. He's a musician as well as a comedian. He rants in foreign languages without translation. He'll jump into a song that mashes up funk and soul and hip-hop and techno just using his voice and a loop pedal. His new album is called Why Stuff So Crazy, or at least that's a version that I can say according to the FCC. Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. The extraordinary Reggie Watts, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you so much for having me.
For somebody who has never heard you live, which is probably most of our audience, how would you describe your act?
I mean, I don't know. I guess I just think of it as tinkering about in the bedroom, I suppose, with toys, you know. It's kind of an only child syndrome, I think. A lot of it really came from mimicry, I suppose, just listening to the radio and mimicking my favorite singers as a little kid and accents. And I was, like I said, I was an only child, so I had a lot of time in front of the TV and PBS and watching British programming, and my mom was French, and I spoke French in the house a bit, and you know, I just was around a lot of languages and
right.
different cultures, and inherently was kind of interested in all of them.
Well, let's listen to an outcome of that.
Es ara toto muy toto estará cuando yo te loco. Es la na oft anulito op mata tulet, macot anulito vata na abdi klasit breva.
That was a clip of one of your performances. It sounds like, as a kid, from the get-go, you were kind of a multimedia auteur.
Kind of, yeah. I always loved electronics. I always was into technology and recording and manipulating things.
And this was in Great Falls, Montana?
This, of course, was in the seminal technological community known as Great Falls, Montana.
You are highly improvisational. You don't like have the same 50 minutes you deliver night after night.
No, I mean, I definitely have bits, and over time I have more bits to choose from.
Right.
And generally those are employed if I'm doing a longer set and I'm not necessarily feeling it, so to speak, because improvisation is a lot like, you know, I don't know, BMX riding or skateboarding or surfing.
I've always thought so.
You know, I mean, it's because, you know, there's no true form, but there are structures that you rely on, and those get you to other places where you discover new things.
We'll talk more, but could you do something?
Yeah, play a number?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to play a number for you right now. It's a number that I'd like to call 1, 2, 3, 5.
Let's see. Here we go. Let's start with an arpeggio, and then I will move into Papa Geppetto, hopefully, if he'll oblige.
Oh,
listening to BBC Radio.
You've actually been listening to Reggie Watts, of course, doing his Bobby McFerrin Jr. That was lovely.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
As a comedian, you've been compared to Zach Galifianakis, I guess, because you're husky and hairy, and
have lived
in, and have lived in Brooklyn. You're compared to Richard Pryor, I guess, because you're black and you're brilliant, and Andy Kaufman because you surprise and confuse audiences sometimes about what's he really doing? Is that real, or is he pretending to be that, or what's going on? You like confusing people.
That's my favorite. I just think, like, it's just so stupid to do something. Like, my favorite thing is to start to talk about something that sounds like, you know, information, and see an audience kind of lean in and go like, oh, what's going on? And I'm just like, okay, but it's going to really end stupid. And then I say something that just, you know, has nothing to do with where it began. And just people are like, what? But then they keep doing it. And it's amazing. It's a beautiful thing because
fool you once, fool you twice, fool you again.
Yeah. But I mean, but sometimes I say something I really mean, you know, so for a while I used to call it my style kind of disinformationist, which is just like there are truths mixed in with confusion.
Sarah, alone in a park. Thinks about snacks because she can think. She's a human being. Once upon a time, Sarah was very small. Even when she was small, she thought big things for her size. And in that time, people used to say things to her because she's a human being. But one day, Sarah decided to not become a human being. So she arose, a very small animal known as a muskrat. She attacked children. She ate of the fruit of the divine. She went to
school. Do people forgive you for you messing with them like that?
I think they do. I mean, my thing is, like, if someone's doing something joyfully on stage, even if something mischievous or that has the exterior of something, you know, dangerous or harmful or whatever, people sense that and they know that you're having a good time. And and that's all that matters.
It's interesting how incredibly coherent and linear and open and normal you are, of course, as a human being talking here, compared to the persona that is appears on stage.
I don't know. I like to speak seriously, and I like to get I like to get results and understand things, as opposed to, like, you know. So I have friends of mine that are always on, as they say, and I'm like, you know, that's good, but where's you?
Right. Do you? I mean, since you have all this ability to do beats and everything, do you at some moment just say, okay, I'll go make some strange noise now?
Oh, absolutely, that happens. I'll go like,
what are your favorites?
Well, sometimes I'll. Like, but while I'm doing that, I'm actually thinking about what I'm going to do next.
That's nice to be able to do something that's almost automatic and non-mental while you can mentate.
Yeah, totally. It's like you go in and out. It's like you're on the road for a while and you kind of check the map. You know you've got a good bit of straightaway, and then there's going to be some curves and you'll have to negotiate. So it's in and out, like map. Oh, better pay attention to the road.
Yeah. But I guess like talking to someone on the phone as you're getting your email.
Yes, completely. It's like two things. But, you know, but that buys me a little bit of time, and it's something that's, I'm not just throwing it away.
It's entertainment.
It is entertainment. I am an entertainer, guys.
You want to do another thing?
Yeah.
Before you go?
Yeah, let's do a thing.
Okay.
No, let's do one. This is I don't know what it is. Anyways. It's one of these, though. If anybody out there in Radio Land remembers this song, you're lying. One day across the ocean, I saw little flickering light source that I couldn't pinpoint, so I went to investigate. And when I got to it, there was a magical creature by the name of Thomas Heldren, and he attacked me with all of his love. And I said, why do you have so much love that you have to attack people? He says, I don't know why. I'm just a dragon, I'm a mythical creature that's in your mind, but you must know that there's a translation to the experience, and therefore you may acquire some extra knowledge tonight.
But girl, I love the way that you smile. I love the way that you talk about the Nile. Cause you've been studying ancient cultures, including Egypt and Sudan. I know that I'm a very lucky man to be with someone like you. Don't you understand that this life is like a zoo? And all the animals in their cages rustle about as though they may not ever get out. But they're trying to understand why they're in this particular standing. And then, like governments trying to ouster the artists, they can never stamp out creativity, because creativity is the master of perspective, and that's something that no one can drive from you, no matter how painful they try to make the physical exterior of yourself, known as your body, feel. Babe, I love you.
And that's Reggie Watts. And that is that was called?
I'm Marsupial? I don't know.
Really? It doesn't have a title?
It doesn't have a title. We could give it one.
Had you, you'd never sung that song before?
I've never sung that song. I used those chord structures in varying different patterns.
Really? So those words coming out of your mouth were just coming out of your head directly into your mouth. They're not like on a piece of paper in your pocket.
No. No, I wish they were.
Jeez, Louise.
Let's record it. We could recreate it.
No, well, see, that's just, you know, I'm not worthy. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Well, that was Reggie Watts. This has been Reggie Watts. Mark my words, ladies and gentlemen. You heard him here first, if you heard him here first. Thank you very much.
My absolute pleasure. This is awesome.
Reggie Watts's latest is it Reggie Watts's?
Yeah, I guess you could say Watts's.
Latest CD, Why Bleep So Crazy, is out right now, and you can see a video of his performance here at studio360.org and find bits and pieces of him all over the internet.
Oui.